Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, here in Spain, it's time for our Bananas and Franks conversation, and we have a growing number of listeners listening online from the UK, many of whom dream of moving to Spain when they retire. Hopefully some of them are at the final stages of planning their move and will soon be joining us here. So today, Cahal Rochford and I are going to have a look at the essential steps people need to take before and after they move to Spain. So Cahal, have you found that Brexit has affected the number of British people moving to spend their retirement years in Spain?
Yes, interesting question, Howard. In my experience, having been an advisor with Blevins Franks before and now after Brexit, I would say it hasn't had a very big effect. If anything, we are seeing more interest from UK nationals looking to relocate to Spain. I've even spoken to people who decided to move to Spain as a result of Brexit. So in some cases, it's actually been a catalyst. Spain remains a very popular destination for British retirees, and with good reason. There are so many benefits to living here, which our listeners will be fully aware of. The Mediterranean lifestyle, the great climate, and the more relaxed way of life hasn't changed, of course, since Brexit. So we're pleased to see that Brexit did not put people off making the move here. I would say overall, from our perspective, it's been a bit of a double-edged sword. On one hand, the added complexity, adding residency planning and visa planning into the mix, it has focused people's minds, and people are now more proactive in speaking to specialists and doing proper planning and doing it in the right time and in the right sequence. So we're getting a lot of inquiries which we may not have gotten in the past. Then again, on the other hand, there's more of an administrative burden, more steps and appointments and timelines and hurdles to overcome in terms of applying for visas. So it's been a positive and, I guess, a negative in a way. But overall, it's proven to be a challenge that we've overcome very successfully and seamlessly for our clients and their families. So no real change, and things are going very well, in fact.
Okay. But I do suppose the first step on your journey now must be to apply for your residence visa.
Yes, indeed. As well as tax, wealth and estate planning that we've advised our clients on for almost 50 years now, we have to include residency planning and provide guidance on the most suitable visa options. So the first step is to establish how to apply for legal residence in Spain. So this does involve stricter requirements and more advanced planning and paperwork, although it has tended not to be a major issue. There are various visa options available which are very suitable for retirees looking to move to Spain. You have the non-lucrative visa, which you can obtain if you can evidence that you're financially self-sufficient and you're no longer kind of working or employed. And so if you have sufficient financial means, you can obtain that visa. And there are various other criteria that you need, such as medical health insurance and other basic requirements. But that could be a very good option for people who are looking to become a resident here. Another option is what's called the Golden Visa. So this is a very popular option for people who have invested 500,000 euros into a Spanish property. And so the Golden Visa gives you the optimal flexibility between people who are looking to become resident and spend most of the year here, or indeed people who are looking to spend up to half the year here on a flexible basis, but maybe not are going to become tax residents in Spain. And so they don't have to abide by the 90 out of 180 day Schengen rule. There are other visas available. For example, work visas can be a bit more difficult to obtain, but Spain has now introduced the digital nomad visa. And so to qualify for this visa, you need to prove that you're an employee and working on a remote basis for a company that's based outside of the EU. So it can be quite a good option for people who can effectively work remotely from Spain for, say, a UK company, and you know, no more than 20% of their employment activity is done here in Spain. So that's quite a seamless visa option for people to apply for employed people, or perhaps people who are looking to retire in the coming years. And, you know, it's their starting point in terms of taking up residency here in Spain. There are also various tax advantages with the digital nomad visa, where you can actually get onto what's called the Beckham Law regime on the back of that, where you can have favorable income tax and, you know, many other tax advantages for up to 6 years, in fact.
Well, picking up that baton, how early should people research the tax implications of being a resident in Spain?
Yes, good question. Tax planning and how one's assets and incomes are liable to Spanish tax is very important. And I would recommend it is looked at the beginning of the planning process, when someone is in the earlier stages of considering a move to Spain. When living in the UK, you may have a financial advisor, and everything will be viewed through a UK lens, and you'll be optimizing for UK tax. So the UK tax system will be more familiar and generally easier for people to navigate and understand who are from the UK. When living in Spain, however, you'll need to adjust your planning and start to optimize for Spanish tax and have an advisor who's suitably regulated and qualified to do so. And also, it's important that your advisor has a good understanding and is qualified to give advice in both the UK and Spain. Oftentimes you'll still have exposures to UK tax and domicile and things like that, even after you've made the move here. So Spain has a completely different tax system than the UK, and the tax rates and treatment of income and wealth is not the same any longer once you've moved here. We have to contend with new taxes such as wealth tax, the new solidarity tax, Spanish succession and gift tax, and many, many others. And to compound that, there are 17 different autonomous regions in Spain, and each have their own specific tax rates. So it's certainly not simple. And I guess how you hold your investment capital and the advice you take will make a major difference in how much tax you'll be liable to pay here in Spain. A pitfall we often see is UK nationals who move to Spain, and they retain their kind of UK tax planning bias. And this can lead to assumptions that are just not correct. UK investments like ISAs are fully taxable here in Spain. You may take actions like selling your main home or taking a tax-free lump sum from your pension. And again, these items are not tax-free in Spain. You could end up paying a lot more tax than you need to. So the cost of getting things wrong can be very high. So overall, it's very important to, you know, break the mold and start thinking about, if you're moving to Spain, you have to start thinking about Spanish tax and no longer just UK tax. Once you're resident in Spain, you can gain access to investment and pension planning opportunities that can provide a high level of tax efficiency, estate planning simplicity, and many other advantages. So I guess it's crucially important to assess both your exit from the UK and your entry to Spain with a suitably qualified advisor such as ourselves at Blevins Franks.
So what steps can people take to reduce their tax liabilities?
Yeah, I think a good place to start is just to understand the Spanish tax year and how it works. So the tax year in Spain runs from January to December, whereas the UK tax year is April to April. So, you know, there are different tax rates and systems in place between the two countries. So timing it is very important. For example, if you arrive in Spain in the latter half of the year and spend less than 183 days in Spain, you won't be a tax resident in Spain until the following tax year. So it's worth weighing up whether it is better to sell or restructure UK assets while you're still a UK resident, or wait until you're resident in Spain. So you have to just time things in the right sequence. We do strongly recommend taking advice on these matters to make sure that you have all the facts and you're taking the relevant actions in the right time. So at Blevins Franks, to answer your question more specifically, at Blevins Franks, we provide strategic tax and financial planning advice on an integrated basis covering both the UK and Spain. And so there will likely be tax planning opportunities to take advantage of prior to leaving the UK. So as I mentioned before, this could be, for example, as I said, selling your main home, selling your business, or taking benefits from your pension. And once you're resident in Spain, you can then gain access to very efficient planning opportunities here, which will optimize your estate planning, your income, capital gains, and wealth tax liabilities into the future. So, while the headline rate of tax in Spain can look high, the Spanish tax regime does present attractive tax mitigation opportunities. And with our help, we've many clients who actually are in a better tax position than they were when they were resident in the UK.
And what about UK pensions? Are they taxed in the UK or Spain?
Yes, good question. So this really depends. So for Spanish residents, UK occupational and state pensions are only taxed in Spain. The state retirement pension is always paid gross in any case, but other taxable pensions will be taxed in the UK until you send the HMRC in the UK a Spanish tax resident certificate. So there can be a situation where the UK will continue to tax you on pension income until you get your first tax return and provide it to the HMRC. So that's just something to be aware of. The taxation of UK private pensions in Spain is a little bit more complicated. So we recommend taking personalised advice on this. Government service pensions, on the other hand, remain liable only to UK tax and are not directly taxable in Spain, although the income is taken into account when determining the effective tax rate on your other income streams. So as I mentioned before, pension lump sums are taxable in Spain, unlike in the UK, where you can take usually 25% of your pension tax-free. So it's generally advisable to take your tax-free cash from your pension prior to leaving the UK. So overall, I mean, from our perspective, pensions are usually the foundation of one's retirement. So deciding what to do here may be one of the most important financial decisions you'll make. So, for example, you could benefit from consolidating several UK pensions into one plan to provide a cost-effective, concise platform where your funds are held on. Some British expatriates have benefited from transferring UK pensions into an EU qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, which can provide additional advantages for people living here in Spain. I must note, however, that transferring to a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, or a QROPS, after you've become a Spanish tax resident, may incur a prohibitive tax charge in Spain. So you do have to be careful in terms of when you transfer your pension. So there are various pension options available for people looking to move to Spain that can offer tax advantages. And it really depends on your personal circumstance and what you're looking to achieve. Pension rules do change frequently, so the appropriate solution today may be slightly different tomorrow. So I would recommend taking advice with respect to your private pensions to ensure you have the most suitable, regulated and efficient structure for your future here in Spain.
Do you recommend people also review their savings and investments at this time?
Yes, certainly, Howard. Once you've retired and you're living in Spain, your circumstances and objectives may have completely changed from when you're working in the UK, for example. It's likely that your risk tolerance may have changed too. Often the risk tolerance of our clients will actually reduce when they come to retirement. So retirees will need to generate income from their capital, where it is receiving regular income or taking, one-off withdrawals from their investments. Besides planning for that, you need to protect the capital that generates the income. So you have to be careful about managing risk and being optimally diversified. So you should aim to earn at least enough capital growth to keep pace with inflation over time to help maintain your spending power throughout retirement. It can be a fine balance. The starting point is to obtain an objective assessment of your risk tolerance and your risk profile and have a good understanding of your aims, circumstances, needs, and your kind of key goals for retirement. The structure you hold your investments in will also need to be reviewed too. UK tax-efficient structures will generally offer no tax advantage for tax residents in Spain, and it can lead to excess taxation and Spanish tax reporting. So there are Spanish tax-approved investment options which are available, which can greatly reduce the amount of taxes you'll pay on your income and capital and provide far greater simplicity here in Spain. I would say overall, a move to Spain can be the perfect time for a completely fresh review of your savings and investments. You can ensure that your portfolio is suitable for you today. It's designed to meet your aims and objectives and your risk appetite, and that you have adequate diversification to reduce your risk as well as being in the right tax planning structure for Spain.
It's like opening a new chapter, isn't it, when you move to another country?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah. So what about estate planning?
Yeah, estate planning is a core part of the planning we do for our clients at Blevins Franks. So it's very prudent to begin to look at this at retirement. So when living in Spain, you'll need to consider the Spanish succession tax laws and also UK inheritance taxes should you remain UK domiciled or if you hold UK assets. Oftentimes, your estate will have to contend with both tax systems, and planning things correctly can minimise the tax burden on both sides and ensure your family wealth passes down to the next generation in a very tax-efficient, timely way with the minimal interference with Spanish and UK probate. The Spanish succession regimes varies significantly from the UK's. The local inheritance tax regime works very differently from UK inheritance tax, and also Spain imposes forced heirship rules on Spanish nationals, which can restrict who you can leave your assets to. However, you can plan around this by making the relevant changes within your Spanish will to ensure that you can leave your assets to whomever you wish. UK domiciles can remain liable to UK inheritance tax on a worldwide basis. So if you do intend on living in Spain permanently, we recommend taking specialist advice on cutting ties with the UK and adopt a new domicile of choice here in Spain.
So finally, how do you help people moving from the UK to Spain or who are settling into their new life here?
So at Blevins Franks, we've been helping people move from the UK to Spain for almost 50 years. And, it gives us a wealth of experience and we understand what their needs and objectives and the issues that they can commonly face. So at Blevins Franks, we can provide a strategic financial plan for the whole process from your early planning stages in the UK and ensuring you do everything at the right time and in the right order. We get to understand our clients' preferred lifestyle choice, where they want to spend their retirement. Usually lifestyle is the main driver for our clients, and our job is to tie in the financial and tax planning to match with their lifestyle plans and make the move to their new home as seamless and as tax efficient and financially efficient as possible. So once we have an understanding of all this, we prepare a strategic tax planning report for our clients. And this is essentially a comprehensive financial action plan, which puts everything together and provides a very clear and smooth way forward for our clients to relocate and start their new lifestyle here in Spain.
And the website is a fount of information.
Yes, yeah, blevinsfranks.com. So if you ever want to have a chat with any of our advisors, you can find all of our regional offices across Spain and the various other countries in Europe. And we're always very happy to have a chat with people, and hopefully we can assist them with their plans for their move to Spain or indeed Europe.
Many thanks, Cathal. We'll talk again shortly.
Thank you, Howard. I really appreciate it.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.